Jesus said to his apostles, "No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he become like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What is God worth to us? Before we have the chance to answer that, we heard today in our gospel our Lord saying that he tells us what we are worth to him. That two sparrows are worth a small coin, but we are worth more than many sparrows. And God has his eye on us intensely. He doesn't even pretend to calculate. He just says, more, much more. That to us, we have worth because of what God sees in us. And God wants, somehow, to praise us. He wants to give us our worth, and in heaven we'll have the glory of beholding God giving us our worth and crying out to us how good we are in his eyes. And even now, he wants to give us taste after taste of that. And in response of that goodness that God gives to us, we have to respond and tell God how worthy he is in our eyes. That in our praise, our worship, we tell God just how worthy he is to us. He is so amazing, so good, so glorious. That is one of the greatest acts of charity. Praise and worship to God, just how worthy you are, Lord. But there's an in-between step between receiving God's goodness, receiving his praise to us, and crying out in charity his praise to him. Then between is faith. In between is telling God how trustworthy he is. In our first reading, Joseph crying to his brothers, "What you meant for harm for me, God meant for good." In whatever phase we find ourselves in, wherever the Lord has decided to place us, we give him a praise of faith by telling God that you are worthy of our trust. We don't have simple phrases that make us feel better. We don't white-knuckle it and say, "I'll be okay." But we choose to enter into relationship and praise God with an act of faith, saying, "Lord, you are trustworthy right here." And that praise of faith, the Lord will count as righteousness toward us. So let us receive God's praise for us and choose to trust him, telling him, "You are worthy of trust. You have decided to say, I'm worth more than many sparrows. So I choose to trust you in faith, Lord." And from that faith, we'll cry out to God just how good and how worthy he is. Let us bring before him a sacrifice of trust and a sacrifice of praise this Mass.